Grammar Girl here. A listener named Christine called in with this request.
Hi, Grammar Girl. My name is Christine, and I'd like to know the difference between the words insure and ensure, as in I-N-S-U-R-E and E-N-S-U-R-E. When writing, I often find myself backspacing so I can replace the word insure with make certain and not feel like I've gotten it wrong. Thanks.
Guest writer Charles Carson answers. And now Charles writes, the verbs insure with an I and ensure with an E derive from the Latin word securus, meaning safe or secure, which itself derives from se, meaning without, and caru, meaning care, literally without cares or worries. Also derived from securus are the English words sure, assure, secure, and security. On its path from Latin through French and into English, securus became simplified and took on a variety of prefixes, thus leading to the confusingly similar English verbs assure, ensure, and insure. The verbs assure, ensure, and insure all have the general meaning to make sure, and even though some argue that they're interchangeable, many maintain that their usage is dependent on context. Assure with an A is something you do to a person, a group of people, or an animal to remove doubt or anxiety, as in, Squiggly assured Aardvark that he'd come to the party early. You can remember that assure can only be used with things that are alive, and both assure and alive start with A. Only things that are alive can feel doubt or anxiety, so only they can be assured. Ensure with an E is something you do to guarantee an event or condition, as in, to ensure there'd be enough food, Aardvark ordered twice as much food as last year. You can remember that guarantee has those two E's on the end to help you remember that ensure with an E is to guarantee something. Insure with an I can be done to a person, place, or thing, but it's reserved for limiting financial liability, most commonly by obtaining an insurance policy, as in, Aardvark wondered if the caterers were insured against loss. You can remember that we take out insurance to protect our income if we become unemployed, disabled, or injured by an accident. Both insure and income begin with I-N. Finally, a related verb, secure, is used when you take possession of a thing or place, as in, Aardvark secured a beautiful hall for his party. Or when you make something stable or safe, as in, Aardvark secured the welcome banner to the wall. So the quick and dirty tip is to use assure for things that are alive, remember that A is for alive, ensure to guarantee events and conditions, remember those two E's at the end of guarantee, secure for places and things, and insure for all of the above in financial contexts. Remember the I is for income. But wait, there's more! English has added its own prefixes to generate new words. The verb reassure is largely used interchangeably with assure, but it should be reserved for situations where the assurance is repeated or ongoing. Reassure can also be used when a previously held belief is later doubted. That is, a person who was once sure of something can be reassured if they later experience doubt. For example, one might say, Tom's faith in the justice system was tested by the proceedings, but the judge's final decision reassured him. Then there are the noun forms. Assurance, reassurance, and insurance follow the same rules as their verb counterparts. Use assurance and reassurance when eliminating doubt or anxiety in things that are alive, and use insurance with an I in financial contexts. Unfortunately, there's no word insurance with an E, so writers must work around it with phrases like attempts to insure, as in, despite Aardvark's attempts to ensure there'd be food for everyone, he forgot that Squiggly doesn't eat bugs. Thanks to Charles Carson, managing editor of the journal American Speech, for guest writing this episode, and thanks, Christine, for your question. And check out our newest podcast, The Public Speaker's Quick and Dirty Tips for Improving Your Communication Skills. This week, The Public Speaker tells you 5 things you should never say at work. Finally, I have another contest for you. Sundance Bookstore is having a spooky story contest for Halloween. Submissions are due by October 6th and should be 250 words or fewer. Winners will read their stories in an in-store event on October 28th. This is my local bookstore in Reno, but they've assured me that if people outside of Reno win, they can do their live reading by webcam. Or better yet, if you win, it's a great excuse to visit Reno. I'll put a link to Sundance's website in the transcript for this show at quickanddirtytips.com, or you can visit sundancebookstore.com directly. That's all. Thanks for listening.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。